Berkshire Vision, Insight, Winter 2022. Find out more about our exciting new fundraising challenge, Take On 250, on page 10. Inside, page 3, bulletin board. Page 4, activities update. Page 6, I can do it. Page 12, the year in review, and so much more. The photo on the front cover is a group of teenagers wearing blue Berkshire Vision t-shirts with their arms in the air.
CEO update. As we move rapidly into the festive period, I'm looking forward to seeing many of you at the Christmas party to kick off the season. Having just had our former chair, Greg, fundraising in the Oracle Shopping Centre for us dressed as Santa, it feels as though the Christmas spirit has well and truly arrived at Berkshire Vision. With the number of people living with sight loss in our local area rising every day, and the number of members we support having doubled since the beginning of the pandemic, Berkshire Vision's work is always expanding. I'm delighted to be able to support more local people in many different ways, from employment, to reducing the feeling of being alone, to sport, accessible tech, or staying independent at home. But of course, the additional cost of delivering this support has to be considered. I'm passionate about making sure we can walk alongside every local person with sight loss, from the tiniest babies to those over 100, whenever they need us. So in January, we'll be taking part in Take On 250, a fundraising and awareness raising initiative that represents every one of the 250 people who start to lose their sight every day in the UK. We're asking you and your family and friends to fundraise for us by taking on a 250 challenge. Full details of the challenge and how to take part are on page 10. Every day, we have reminders of the cost of living increases, so please make sure you're making use of all the schemes on offer, including registering with your utility company to make sure you're on the priority register if you're eligible. The sight loss support officers can help you with this, so please get in touch if you need further information or help. Wishing you a safe remainder of 2022 and a healthy and happy 2023.
Bulletin board, the latest news from Berkshire Vision. We're incredibly grateful to have been gifted a new people carrier by an anonymous donor. The new 9-seater minibus, named Pete's Bus, will be out and about transporting members to various activities across the county. And there's a picture of Pete's Bus below. Reading Half Marathon places. Are you or your family or friends keen runners? We are looking for people to run the Reading Half Marathon in April next year and raise funds for us. If you are interested and would like to find out more, email fundraising@berkshirevision.org.uk or call Claire in the office on 0118 987 2803. We were honoured to be joined by Paralympic athlete Katie Crowhurst at our AGM in September. Katie talked about her visual impairment and about winning a gold medal in the paratriathlon at the 2022 Commonwealth Games. In October, we were delighted to be awarded the Silver Certificate for the Community Garden Award at the Newbury and Bloom Award Ceremony for our sensory garden at Shaw House. The sensory garden has been created by our members and volunteers and is a wonderful garden for all the senses, with glorious smelling plants and flowers and tactile leaves and vegetables. And there's a picture of three of our volunteers collecting the award. 16-year-old Malika spoke to Michael Ball on BBC Radio 2 in October to share how Berkshire Vision, funded by Children in Need, has helped her. You can listen on the BBC iPlayer on his show from the 23rd of October 2022 at 1 hour and 30 minutes in.
Socials and sports activities. We're excited to introduce Caroline, our new activities coordinator. Caroline will be organising and leading some of our activities, so please make her feel welcomed. With the nights drawing in and the cold weather brewing, we will keep you entertained with our jam-packed activities programme. Our autumn and winter sports are returning, and these include tenpin bowling, dancing, rock climbing and ice skating. We are also adding to our extensive social activities programme to include free theatre trips, which will take place throughout the county at the Watermill, Windsor Theatre and Bracknell South Hill Park. The show tickets are selling fast, so make sure you secure your place. The various social groups, 18 to 35, dual sensory loss, Mid Berkshire, West Berkshire and Activise, have been busy exploring new and exciting opportunities, including cocktail making, reef making, pudding club, pottery making, pub lunches and kayaking. In December, we are hosting our first Christmas party for all of Berkshire. The party will be a great way to enjoy the festive season and meet new people, whilst enjoying live singing, casino games and Christmas food and drink. We hope you'll all join us. Photos are of Caroline, cocktail making, kayaking and a coffee morning.
I can do it. At the end of the summer, members of our young people's group attended an I Can Do It residential course. The 3-day adventure at Ufton Court provided them with valuable skills such as problem solving and team building, all aimed at building their confidence. They also spent time on everyday tasks such as journey planning and road safety, kitchen skills and career planning. These all important skills will help them as they become more independent and move into adult life. The teenagers aged from 12 to 17 all had a great deal of fun joining in with barrel boarding, rope climbing, lighting fires, toasting marshmallows and pizza making. They also got to hear from Devante from our 18 to 35s group about how he manages his sight loss, and he led discussions on overcoming problems and their hopes and plans for the future. As well as taking part in all the activities, the group got to stay overnight in cabins, which provided opportunities to make new friends and be with people who understand what it is like to live with sight loss. All the teenagers left on Friday lunchtime with huge smiles on their faces, having made new friends and boosted their confidence. The course was funded by the Berkshire Community Foundation and Ascot Racecourse, and made possible by the support of a great team at Ufton Court. There is a photo of 8 teens cheering with their arms in the air, wearing blue Berkshire Vision t-shirts. Hello, this is Carol, the Children, Young People and Families Officer here at Berkshire Vision, to tell you about what the children and young people have been getting up to over the summer. There is a photo of children climbing at R4D in Henley, a photo of a day out on the river with accessible boating, and a photo of children cooking. Our younger members have had a busy summer, enjoying a wide range of activities from days out at Camp Mohawk, Science Oxford Centre, Thames Valley Adventure Park and the river, to trying go-karting, dragon boating, tennis, swimming, cooking and art sessions. We also enjoyed a day at the Henley Regatta for the Disabled in September, where there was a climbing wall, puppet show, live music and boat trips. Over the October half term, our teenagers have enjoyed another art session and a try a train event, and families have enjoyed ice skating and a theatre show. For more details about our activities for children and young people, please call me, Carol, in the office on 0118 987 2803 for more details. There is a photo of the art session and of go-karting.
The difference we make. Meet Mike. It's the contact with other people, being in contact with other folks in similar situation and being able to share experiences. Mike is 80 and lives in Tilehurst, Reading. He feels he's had enormous support from Berkshire Vision, both socially and with practical advice and support, which has enabled him to get on with his life following sight loss. He's taken part in many face-to-face activities, but the biggest benefit to him has come from the remote activities. Mike has participated in remote coffee mornings, the weekly quiz, murder mysteries, wine tastings, virtual afternoon tea, cheese tasting and history talks. You name it, we've probably done it. Meet Clara. Clara is 14 and has sight loss due to Wolfram's syndrome, a rare genetic condition. Before joining Berkshire Vision, Clara felt quite negative about her sight loss. She found it difficult to make friends, and PE lessons were too difficult for her to join in with. Thanks to Berkshire Vision, Clara has made lots of new friends and is part of a WhatsApp group, so she can keep in touch with them during the week too. She's enjoyed tons of activities, including monthly teen socials. Many of these activities she wouldn't otherwise have had the opportunity to take part in. Clara says that joining in with all these activities at Berkshire Vision makes me feel included, whereas before I felt excluded. Meet David. Being part of Berkshire Vision has helped to build my confidence. It's given me a chance to get involved in activities that I wouldn't have thought possible. David lives in Slough and has been a Berkshire Vision member for over 20 years. He was born with a genetic condition called Usher syndrome. David joins in with lots of activities with Berkshire Vision, including dragon boating, tandem cycling, ice skating and walks. But running is where he really excels. In 2010, David started running with Berkshire Vision and soon found himself heading off to compete in the Metro Games. At a recent Games, David ran a personal best in three events that he entered. He won gold in the 5,000 metres, silver in the 1,500 metres and bronze in the 800 metres. David also joins in with the Berkshire Vision Dual Sensory Loss Group. Meet Eleanor. I was referred to Berkshire Vision, and then my life began to change for the better. Eleanor has diabetic retinopathy and really struggled to give up her independence and accept her sight loss. Sight loss support officer Chris helped Eleanor to come to terms with her sight loss by listening to all her worries, providing information and advice, and helping her to get set up on her iPad. Eleanor has also taken part in Berkshire Vision art activities and coffee mornings. And by meeting people in a similar situation, she realises she now has a good future and can better cope with her sight.
Take on 250. Choose your challenge. Every day in the UK, 250 people begin to lose their sight. That's why we need you to take on 250 for Berkshire Vision. Demand for our support and services has doubled over the past 3 years. And while amazing grants and trusts have helped with costs, we need to raise money to keep up with the ever-increasing number of people we are supporting. Fundraising and donations can make a huge difference, and that's why we're asking you to take on 250 for Berkshire Vision. Raise or give what you can. We know times are tough, but every penny helps. Fundraise for us by choosing a new challenge or take on something you know you love. You could walk, run, or cycle, or swim, bake, sing, dance, or knit, and complete 250 of whatever challenge you decide. It could take 250 minutes or hours, involve 250 steps or laps, 250 repetitions, or making 250 items. You get to choose your own fundraising target. We just ask you raise as much as you can for us. Challenge ideas. The possibilities for Take On 250 challenges are endless. Here are a few ideas to get you started. Walk 250 laps of your local park. Do 250 minutes of yoga. Cycle 250 miles. Write 250 poems. Bake 250 cakes. Climb your stairs 250 times. Sing 250 song requests. Complete 250 squats per day. Fundraising. Online fundraising is the quickest and easiest way for you to raise funds for Take On 250. You can set up your own Just Giving page or use our charity Take On 250 page. Don't worry if you can't use Just Giving, you can still fundraise for us and make a difference. How do I get started? Sign up at www.berkshirevision.org.uk/take-on-250 or call us in the office and we can sign you up. Decide on your challenge, set up your Just Giving page or use ours, and start telling people about your challenge. From the 1st to the 31st of January, join the rest of the Berkshire Vision team in the Take On 250 Challenge. Who can take part in the Take On 250 Challenge? Anyone can take part in the Take On 250 Challenge. Berkshire Vision members, family, friends, volunteers, supporters and local businesses. The more people that join in, the more money we will raise. We'll be sharing your fundraising activities across our social media, and Berkshire Vision staff will also be taking on some exciting fundraising activities too. Good luck.
The year in review. 2022 has been a busy year here at Berkshire Vision, and we're now supporting over 1,000 members and their families across the county. Sightless support. Our sightless support officers have supported nearly 100 people each month, providing invaluable support to those who need it most. They also run two Living Well and Sightless courses. Sports and social activities. We've run over 300 sports and social activities this year. We tried ballroom dancing and ice skating for the first time. We've been on boat trips, walks, fishing, rock climbing, tandem cycling, theatre trips, kayaking and canoeing. We've also continued to run online activities, which include the popular weekly quiz. We also run a series of art workshops with blind artist Emma Major, culminating in an exhibition of our members' work. Volunteers. Our wonderful volunteers have been calling our members as part of our telephone befriending service, as well as helping at activities including our sensory garden at Shaw House, tandem cycling and kayaking. Corporate volunteers have also given the outside of the office a makeover and held fundraising days. Children, families and young people. We've held over 60 activities just for children and young people, and we're now supporting more young people than ever. Our children and teenagers have enjoyed audio-described plays, swimming, boating, goal ball, football, animal encounters, museum and playground trips and more. They've also had art sessions with blind artist Emma Major, which they loved. In the words of one of our teens, "Art with Emma sessions inspired me to take up art again, and I've been doing some electronic art and using clay, which I find very relaxing." We're also supporting our teens to gain independence as they move into adulthood. They've been on Try a Train Day, I Can Do It residential courses, where they learnt team building and life skills. Equipment, resources and technology. Our equipment officer has been helping members to access and purchase equipment, technology and resources, as well as running regular workshops and clinics to ensure our members have access to the equipment best suited to them and know how to use it. This is a hugely popular service, helping over 280 of our members. Peer support groups. Our dual sensory loss group formed and visited Kew Gardens, made pottery and learnt more about equipment and devices to help them. Our 18 to 35 group have had chocolate tasting, go-karting, cocktail making, they've been to pub quizzes and much more. Award winning. This year we've won awards too. The Sensory Garden at Shaw House won silver in the community category at the Newbury in Bloom Awards, and we were highly commended in the BBC Radio Berkshire Make a Difference Awards. And finally, our minibuses have travelled over 26,000 miles this year